Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everyone. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Tell you what, we're going to go back to Hebrews, where we have been of late, right? And yesterday, in the previous episode, we looked at verse 3 of Hebrews 11 with a little cross-reference over in Romans chapter 1. And I really just want us to go back there and just read it again and just think about it a little more, because this is really so, so serious. So look at Hebrews chapter 11. Just listen to this. First two verses say this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. So it's by faith that the men of old gained approval. And he begins this long list of men of old who gained approval. It's men and women, by the way. But he starts off in verse 3 by saying, by faith we understand. And this we, excuse me, guys, is still the same dusty thing where I am. Oh, me. By faith we understand. Who be the we, right? And so I think he's saying that he is the author, the people who are receiving it. And I would hope that we as individual believers who are reading it now, though I highly suspect that many, many believers, true believers, do not believe this. And if you don't believe this, it will be to your detriment in understanding the balance of Scripture, okay? So he says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. Okay, the world, ESV says the universe, creation was prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. And again, as I said in the last episode, that not made out of things which are visible, that could be speaking to what we understand from our science knowledge of today of how we have atoms and molecules, things which we cannot see with a visible eye, though those are the foundational structures of things that we can see. So you have that. But then there's also, I think, probably the more powerful understanding is that God spoke things into existence. He spoke things and created things ex nihilo, out of nothing. Okay, out of nothing. And so then we went to the first chapter of Romans, because there's three verses here which are profound related to this. The first 17 verses of this chapter, Paul's introducing himself and talking about the gospel and explaining what the gospel is, and closes out the end of verse 17 saying that the righteous man shall live by faith. He quotes an Old Testament verse related to that, that the righteous live by faith. Then he picks up this idea, for the wrath of God, for. So he's saying the righteous will live by faith, but the wrath of God is going to be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So he's saying that God's wrath is going to be poured forth. And then the balance of this first chapter, and then in chapter 2 and most of chapter 3, he's talking about the need of man for salvation. That God's wrath is going to be poured out because of sin, because of what man does, the evil that man does. And so he says here that the wrath of God is going to be revealed against ungodliness and unrighteousness. Why? Verse 19 says, because. Okay? So you notice here that there's ungodliness and there's unrighteousness. These men suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That is rampant today in the world. Unbelievers suppressing the truth in unrighteousness, whether it's historical truth, whether it's political truth, whether it's the truth of the moment, whatever it is. They suppress it, okay? This also applies within the organizational church because there are many, 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 I'm going to say the majority, who suppress the truth. They suppress the truth in two ways. First of all, they don't know the truth, okay? And if you don't know it, you're suppressing it, because if you don't know it, you're not able to live it out the way you're supposed to, and you're not able to impart it and share it with others. And then there's the suppression of the truth for those who do know the truth, and they deny it, and they turn against it, and they pervert it in various ways. So verse 19, he picks it up, because that which is known about God is evident within them. So he's talking about the ungodly. He's talking about the unrighteous that are going to experience the wrath of God. And he's saying the things about God, that which is known about God is evident within them. Folks, this is a big, big, big thing, okay? Within them. For God made it evident to them. The Lord has placed within every individual that has been blessed to be born. You know, we've had hundreds of millions worldwide that have not had the opportunity to be born. But he's made it evident within everyone that he exists. God made it evident within them. But not only within them, he gave another testimony. So that's the whole point here. There's two testimonies that the Lord has given to everyone that they cannot deny. There's the inward testimony that God is real and God made that evident and placed it there. And then there is the outward testimony, the testimony of creation. And verse 20 talks about that. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes. Now notice the world was created. How did we just learn over in Hebrews it was created? It was created by the word of God. You see the same thing in John. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes. So this is speaking of God, that God's invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature is what the newer translation says, his Godhead, all these have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. The creation itself testifies of God's invisible attributes. And you say, what are those invisible attributes? His power, his wonder, his glory, his omniscience, his omnipresence, his omnipotence, okay? All these various things. All these things are testified to by creation. His eternal power, and listen to this, his divine Godhead. Even the very, are you ready for this? Even the very structure of God, the eternal covenant of God as Father, Son, and Spirit is testified to, is confirmed, is affirmed by creation. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, I don't have time to get into that right now. But you will see it in many, many things, if nothing else, just the way that you'll see the groups of threes related to things, right? But all these things, okay, it says are being understood. The things of God have been clearly seen, he says, being understood through what has been made, so that these people are without excuse. There's no one that will be without excuse. No one will be able to say, well, I didn't know that there was a God. No, nobody told me there was an almighty, all-powerful God. There's a testimony within every individual, and creation itself declares it. Now, let me go back. I'm going to read this 20th verse again. Just listen to it. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes, his eternal power, his Godhead, his divine nature, have been clearly seen, folks, being understood. So they're seen and understood. Sometimes I see things I don't understand. Sometimes I understand things I don't see. But these things are clearly seen, and they're understood through what has been made. So they are without excuse. Some serious, profound truths right here of what God has given a man. And how no man's going to be able to stand before him and say, I didn't know. I didn't know. Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see you next episode.